bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for devotion from the fourth chapter of Acts. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. The other day I read an interesting article by Randy Elkhorn. He shared how, coming back from the annual Christian Book Convention, he met an unidentified, high-impact evangelical author. During the course of their conversation, that individual said to Mr. Elkhorn, "We really have no way of knowing whether Muslims or Buddhists or Hindus will go to heaven when they die." By that remark, the famous author was not referring to folks who used to be followers of those faiths. He was speaking about those who have never heard the Holy Spirit summoned to faith. Next month there's going to be a baloney shop dealing with that issue, but for now, let me say that those whose beliefs are in agreement with that author are growing. The laws of political correctness, which refuses to judge anybody of anything, the belief that all faiths are basically the same, the feeling that it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you are sincere, has been most successful as it sweeps to the side any and all who have a serious Christian commitment to the truth. So, can we know? Can we be sure of who is going to heaven? We can be sure if we believe the Bible is God's word. It is. If God's word is inspired and accurately describes his thoughts for humanity, it does. If those pages contain the divine story of salvation, then we can know beyond any shadow of a doubt who is going to be saved and how that salvation is going to be given. Are you unsure? Then take a look at what the book of Acts says about Jesus. First it tells us that salvation comes only through faith in Jesus. Then it tells us the Redeemer's name is the only one which saves. Of course, you have to believe the Bible is God's word. I do. So do you, and so does your pastor. Which takes me to the point. There are churches out there which leave you unsure and doubtful. There are congregations which hear sermons elevating Jesus' humanity and minimizing his divinity. Yours is probably not one of those churches. Over my almost 10 years of wandering as Lutheran Hour speaker, I heard people say their pastor preached too long or was boring or he used words too big, but I never heard anybody say their pastor doesn't believe or preach the Word of God, which ought to make us feel good. I know the Lord appreciates it. He is always gladdened when his redeemed people remember the sacrifice Jesus made so we might be forgiven of our sins and brought into the family of faith. So if you have a pastor who still preaches the Word like he believes it has the words of eternal life, then give thanks. We pray. Dear Lord, how sad it is that many people don't know how to be saved and who is going to be doing the saving. Send your Holy Spirit upon them so their eyes and hearts may be open to the Bethlehem manger, Calvary's cross, and Resurrection Sunday's empty tomb. May doubters and deniers eventually be brought to faith in Jesus, the only Savior who can save. In his name, Amen.